Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
That's right. We have to change it, all of us out here. Good evening. It is Mindful Monday. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShane, and guess who's here? Ain't G is going to be on with us. You know, I'm going to put that disclaimer out there now. You know, Ain't G, she tells it how it is. She speaks from her heart, but always keep in mind that Ain't G loves you out there, and we love Ain't G. Before we get started, I want to give you your inspiration for the day. And that inspiration is telling you that, you know, it's foolish to be obsessed with past failures. And it's just as foolish to be self-satisfied with one small achievement. The present and the future are what's important, not the past. Those who neglect this cycle of continuous striving will start to veer off into a downward flow. And you know we're not about that. We're about standing up together, standing strong, standing tall, and standing together, so we cannot go down that path. But since it's Monday, and all the families are together out there, and sometimes we forget to say these things, I'm just going to play a little Gladys for you. Tell each other this, will you?
Hello.
Life story.
let's not forget to speak love, be love, and show love out there. And we have the biggest heart with the greatest love on the air with us this evening. Angie, are you on with us this evening?
Yes, yes, yes. I am here.
Hi.
What a wonderful
Welcome.
Weekend.
Yes.
Full of love and celebrations. Want to say happy birthday to my mother, Alice. She turned 85. God bless her. And one of my wonderful, kind neighbors, Laura, she turned 39.
Okay.
So we were just celebrating all weekend. It was fun. It was all about, you know, family, fun, and love. And it's always nice to visit that place, especially in the times that we're living in right now. You see, it's the little things that sometimes we tend to forget. You know, you never know that, you know, when your life might have situations that exist where part of your freedom is subject to be slowed down or taken away because of a pandemic that we're going through. There's never in a million years a lot of us say, oh, my God, you never seen this coming, never thought, well, you know, as long as we have imperfectness that exists, something like this and even worse is bound to happen. And there's even worse things that has happened. We've had wars, just like the first song you played spoke about. You know, we've had wars. And matter of fact, with this particular current president, there's been talk of wars coming up and around about again. So we have to be mindful and careful because life is just so precious. And each moment that you breathe, each second that you can lay your eyes on your loved ones or on your lovely pets that we've been blessed to have in our homes to love, or our children. Any moment in your life that you are blessed to be able to share, care, to build, to instruct, direct, educate, that's love. To discipline is love, because undiscipline is a setup for failure. So whenever I've been around a child, even some adults, if it's something that is needed to be said to help correct or redirect a situation, I've always tried to step in and let it be known. Because to know something that's going to improve someone or a situation and to keep your ears and your mouth shut, that is to say it's okay. And it's not okay. It's not okay that that the world has gotten to a place where a person can just go into a lab on their own and not be questioned as to what it is that they are choosing to study that could affect the entire world, not just the United States is affected by this pandemic. It's international. Now, when you think about something international, you have to go, wow. It's like when you hear that someone like, for example, Michael Jackson, he was an internationally known performer and entertainer, which put him in a certain bracket of fame. So when you hear of something so tremendous as something like this, if they say wiping out, going around, it's worldwide, it's global, international. We may not be privy to knowledge or news that's going on all over the world other than the United States. It is going on around the world because we travel from international to United States. Think about what we do and what we have done, which is now a lot of borders have been closed. Therefore, there are Americans who are stranded all over the world, internationally, because of this pandemic. So you see, if you didn't know, now you know. Because, see, you know, it's important that we pull together and speak to the powers that be, to your God, speak to your positive energies, and put it out to all over the world, internationally, that we come together and pull together and we fight this in a concise manner of intelligent minds, meaning pull out that side of your mind that goes, you know what, let's put a mask on it. If that's all that's simply being asked of you, put a mask on it. Put a mask on it. And think about the positive things behind it. Now, you know, you're thinking because somebody's saying, oh, yeah, some mad scientist who's in a lab came across a germ or disease that has now done what it's done and doing what it's doing. Okay, so we can't take it back and say, okay, you know, can't take it back because it's already happened and we've already have lost and continue to life. And those who are in the hospitals now fighting for their life, know that my heart go out to you and the families that are struggling with that. My hearts go out to you internationally and worldwidely. But, you know, let's say there was no pandemic. And there have been places that have been known to wear masks anyway. You know, if you go and if you those who get the nails done, they wear masks. Their countries wear masks. There's you have to realize that there's more than just a pandemic that the mask can help you with. You see, we got dust, dander, we got pollen, we have a lot of allergens out there. Actually, the mask can help. You know, we have germs. You see, colds. Influenza, flus, you know, that the mask can help. You see, you think of the positive, then you might not take it so hard, you know. We might not take it so hard to go, you know what, hey, it's just a mask. And if you're running, you're running your errands, you're going to the doctor, think about the doctors and the nurses. Think about everybody that has a job out there that has to deal and see the public. You see, they have to wear that 8 to 10 to 12 to 16 sometimes, several hours, part of their life to just work and make a living. And wearing the mask does restrict oxygen going to your brain to a certain amount degree. So it is some side effects to that, yes. But if you think about it, the little time you got to wear to go get some food, go get the toiletries you need in your house. Just walk a pet. It takes 15, 30 hours, 45 minutes best. Do those things at sometimes 2 hours, you see. And then you can take it off when you get in your car. Mm-hmm. You can take it off when you get to your home. When you get somewhere safe, you can take it off where you can get, you know, more positive filtration. Open your windows. You want to open those windows to get some positive filtration through your homes. So you have to wear a fan to blow that fan because it is rather hot. But be mindful of your filtration. When you get in those Ubers and those Lyfts, I had to experience an Uber today, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, both my drivers had their mask on. Yes, they both had their air blowing as well. Crack a window here too. It doesn't matter. Air is still on good because we're both. You see, I didn't even have to ask a question why the air was on. I had a jacket just in case. Keep myself
right.
Where it was nice and comfortable. You see, I didn't have to ask. You see, but I knew. This one here has to work. You see, but they want to be safe in doing it, and I want them to be safe just as safe as I want them to take me to and fro. So think, pray, consult with yourself. Tell yourself you love yourself every day. If you don't, you're missing out on some love that you need to tell yourself. Looking at yourself, I love you. Give yourself a hug. Wrap some arms around you. Get a leg. If you can't wrap yourself around, get one of your legs and just wrap yourself around. And say, hey, you know what? Kiss your leg. Kiss your knee. Whatever you can kiss. Kiss your elbow. Kiss your hand. Say, hey, I love you. It's okay to tell yourself that you love yourself. Because if you forget to tell yourself that you love yourself, and that means you're forgetting to tell others that you love them too. And if you're loving them more than you love yourself, you see, you're forgetting something very important, which is yourself. You have a pet that comes on and lick and kiss your ankles. You know why they do that?
Right.
People think, oh, it's all because it's loyal. Oh, because I feed them. Oh, because I provide for them. Nah. Mm-mm. They appreciate it, yes, that you do those things for them. But it's them telling you, remember to love you because I love you even more. And they do. They appreciate it when you wash their bodies, too. So wash your pet's bodies, wash your kids' bodies, wash your own bodies. These are important things, you see. And our dog might run away when it's time to take the BATH. But after that BAT, he's just the happiest thing, ripping and running all through the house, airing itself out, running up, jumping on me, going, hey, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I love you so much. Give him a treat. Oh, even thank you more. You stood there. Let me give you a good bath. I'm going to give you a treat, a rewarding. You see, reward your pets and reward your children when they're doing good things. Reward yourself.
That's true.
Go in there and get you a nice treat. Go on and take yourself. Go on out to, when was the last time you've been to an ice cream parlor or a yogurt parlor and treated yourself to something nice and sweet? You know, we want to be healthy with it too, you know, because we don't want to lay up and forget how much that we are indulging. And our bodies remind you when you look in the mirror. So, yes,
they sure do.
With it. Yes, 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 yes. You can pinch that love bite right there, remind you of all the cakes and all the nice snacks that we've been taking in. Because, you know, your nerves eat. You see, you're not aware of those things. We're eating nerves, the nerves, you see.
Mm-hmm.
See, well, one thing about your bodies that it's also wonderful how we create it, it's called a protection mode. You're wondering why you're going to the market more because your children are going buck wild on the snacks and buck wild on the burgers and all that sandwich and stuff. They're making sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly. You didn't know a kid can eat 5 or 6 sandwiches in such a one setting and still eat lunch, dinner, and breakfast. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, see, it's different. See, the child, you talk to your child, they don't even know. You okay? Yeah. In their mind, I'm fine. They don't know that they're doing this, you see. Just like you don't know that you're doing it sometimes, you see. You might be digging in the bag right now talking while you're listening. You don't know. What? I thought that ain't, you know, that wasn't a healthy snack. I thought it was carrots I was chewing on or a cucumber. What? I'm still eating off this bag of chips. All this oil and carry-on and salt, that extra stuff that I'm getting from, you know. Okay, yes, you are, you see. And I love you. See, that's why I'm telling you these things, my friends, because it's important, you know. And if you're not, you know, feeling comfortable to go and celebrate, you know, a birthday or just to celebrate love with your loved ones, call them. If you can FaceTime, FaceTime. Yeah, WhatsApp, what's it up, what's it at? Because you can still, you know, look at a friend through WhatsApp if you're not aware. You know, think about ways. If you got to set up Zoom on your phone just to Zoom in and check in on your loved ones and see how they're being treated, you know, because there's a lot of violence going there. A lot of relationships that they're fighting and their kids in corners. You don't want your niece and nephew in a corner screaming and hollering and trying to hide because they're seeing their parents going upside each other's head, you see, kind of, you know, scared that they might be the next person. You got to check on your loved ones.
That's true.
Okay? Even if it's just a quickie, you see what I'm saying? A quickie. Just drive by. Quickie. Knock on the door. Let them come to the door. Let me see. Oh, wait. Where's the baby? Bring that baby to the door. Wake them up. I don't care. You put them back down. Let me see. Y'all. Open that screen door. Just look. You don't have to touch. Look. Baby, pull your shirt up. Turn around. All right. All right, okay, I'm just checking on you. I want to see if you fell and scraped yourself, but you know you're checking on something. Now, let me see. All right, take shoes. You got to take shoes. What shoes on in the house? Take it out. Let me put your foot out. Let me see. Got any cuts and bruises on them feet? Let's see what's going on. See. You know, there's a Band-Aid. What's going on with that Band-Aid? The cat scratched you? Let me see if it's cat scratched. Pull that Band-Aid back. Let me see. You see? Do I need to go get you some aloe vera for your skin, some coconut oil? What we need? You need antiseptic? What you need? Band-Aid? See, what you know, sometimes we forget about that first aid. I always bring that up because we do.
Yes, you do.
You know, we think about
that's
so much
baby.
Going on. We're thinking about so much. You know, I got a flashlight thanks to my pop. You know, I got to get some more. So please get you a flashlight in your house if you need them. You know, Power outages is hot right now. Power outages are a big thing.
Yep.
They always
will pull
rollovers. You see, the utility rollovers, you know. So those are happening just the other day, just this weekend. Okay? I brought up the good. Now I'm going to bring it up, the danger. Yes, it happened to, I was driving home. It was in the evening. And, yes, a couple ran into one of the signals. The airbag was deployed. Guess where that couple was, y'all? Halfway down the block, they got out that car and was fleeting at the scene. But see, let me tell you, since we got eyes everywhere now. This one man he had a track of lights on the top of his truck. He had the lights on him at all times. Two and three and four people are already pulled to the side. Three people was watching the couple. Looked like they was almost like they got out fighting. You know, they were both delirious because the airbag then knocked the crap out of them. So they were both kind of wobbly, but they was walking. So I know they got whooped upside their head because the airbags were popped inside their head. They probably was talking like they was drunk, cussing each other out for running into it, you know, because apparently they was arguing before it happened. So,
right.
You see, but the police did. As soon as I dialed 911, the police rolled up. So I said, no, I knew they was doing what they had to do, you see. And I told the person online, hey, that's all right. They rolled up already. Now I'm telling, hey, officer, they're down the street. Now they got three, four people hollering at them, so we all stopped at the same time. So I said, oh, we don't care who tell what. You got to let people. Now they trying to, hey, I want you to understand. I had to talk louder than what they were talking because they was further than I was from the officers. I said, officer. She stopped listening to them. She just flashed the light on me and just looked at me. They're right there. They're right there. The man right here got his life. Then he just took on off around the corner. And they I said, no. The guy in the truck is helping you see where they are. They're right there. He got his lights on them. Then now the other officer that's past her, she heard. He could see by the languages. He pissed it together. He's telling her, go. You go. No, we got this. Because they had to stay with the, because they were closest to the where the light had fallen and the car was smashed. They had to stay with the scene. So then she gets in her car and then she goes down there. So it's teamwork. I was kind of happy I wasn't the only one because usually it's me by myself seeing terrible things. But this time it was a group. Now, see, that's letting me know things is already a little bit changing, see. You see, when something happens, it ain't just one person seeing it. It's several. So, you know, eyes are out there. We're looking. But slow down. If you know you're having an argument, pull over and have that argument. And if it ain't, you don't need to be in that car, don't. Have somebody come pick you up, call an Uber or Lyft. Do it. Or you can even call 911 and say, look, I'm in a dangerous situation, which you would have been. You see, I'm being under arrest, dragged into this car with this child, this man, whatever, a woman. I don't want to be. I'm unsafe. Right here, tell them about the location. All right, the cops are coming, so you need to roll. See, so you need to, you know, look for a way to be safe out there. You know, see something, say something, love somebody. Even I absolutely have had strangers in my car before the pandemic, mind you. I've absolutely have had a lady with babies get in my car, walk them home, drive them and drop them off with their groceries dragging down the street. You see, she's tired, you see. I put that stroller up. Come on, let's go, you see. If you don't feel safe, I understand, but I'm a child of God. You know, I'm trying to help you. You know, they'll get in. You know, I've seen a young lady beat down. Somebody beat on her. You see, did she have mace or a knife or something in her purse? She might have had. I'm a child of God. I just went on and said, you know what? Let me just get you somewhere safe. That's all I want to do. I'm not trying to rob you, jump you, nothing. If you want, I can take you to a hospital. If you're not feeling safe right now to go to the hospital, that's okay. I'll just at least get you faster away from the area where you were.
Right.
And I took her. She was not too far from a relative or friend. I took her. I said, I don't even have to drive. I'll drop you right here close by. So you see what I'm saying? So you can get to where you're going and you get there safely. You see? Now, you know, right now you might not want to do that, especially if someone's not wearing a mask or because, you know, it might be a cause of danger, you see, but you can call for help for them, you see. And if you don't think it's a 911, okay, you can call 211. Someone's going to always answer for 100% time and let them know there's this hurt, wounded, injured, or whatever person on the sidewalk. But if you have to call ambulance, you can still not dial 911, okay? Just don't get the message mixed up. You can't call 911 if you're trying to call for help for someone that has been in a battered situation. Yes, you can, because I've done that as well, too. But, you know, just be safe out there, folks. Just be safe. And, you know, see something, say something. You know, if you see something bad coming upon yourself. And that doesn't mean you have to take mistreatments either verbally, physically, none of that. You see, you got to be safe because, you know, you never know when you might walk across that 8 to 12 minute puff of pandemic that somebody sneezed or coughed in the air. That's
true.
Why you got to wear your mask. That's what I'm wrapping up. You got to wear your mask, folks, because that virus that's killing folks and attacking their lungs. See, if you could just wrap your lungs up, guess what? If you could put a mask that's on your lungs, you wouldn't have to put a mask on your face. You see? What are they replacing in these surgeries? It's lungs. Because it's attacking your lungs so much, it's tearing your lungs out. So guess what? Then you can't breathe. Guess what? Can't breathe. Guess what? Your heart can't pump. Blood can't move. Therefore, you're 6 feet under. So guess what? You got to protect those lungs. So if you're wearing your mask without protecting your nose, it's the nose that's the main thing that nearly need to be protected. The mouth
really
need to be protected because of the fact that droplets come out your mouth, really. So if you ain't talking, you need to be putting a mask on your nose. Don't talk. You know, I heard a newsreel talk about, hey, that there's those who's choosing to have church and no choirs. See, why is there no
that's
choir
true
no more, folks? Because of droplets. All right? They don't feel the spirit through the mask, and you can't feel the spirit.
That's true.
See? Doggone it. That spirit you don't need to feel if you can't feel it through a mask. But they're having shorter sessions and things. But, yeah, definitely I wrapped it up. I'm done. But I'm just saying, hey, just be careful and be thankful and wash your skin. Scrub it. You got to scrub it. Dirt gets on there, germs get on there, and it don't just glide on there. You ever wash yourself with a alcohol palette or something afterwards? You'll see some of that dirt that you missed, okay?
That's
so,
true.
Yeah, scrub. And stay in there long enough to let it off. You can't stay in there long enough for that dirt to come out. And I love you.
And the habits that we keep, Angie, you know, we appreciate you so much. So you gave us a lot to be mindful about here talking about. You always tell us to prepare that first aid kit and have the flashlights and stuff. But what I got from the accident that people are coming together, that's why it's so important to have collaboration. That's why we're about education and unification and collaboration here. And as Nelson Mandela said, you know, education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. And just by someone pointing out something or sharing or see something, say something, you're educating. When we go out the door, we're educating. We're all educators. You know, when you mention the word educate, people want to take it right to the classroom teacher. No, we're all educators in one way or the other. And in order to be a good educator, we have to be observant and aware, and we have to know who we are and pay attention. And like you say, be safe out there. You have a lot of nuts out there. I see people, and I look at them, I say, he don't want a mask. I'm not going to say anything to him. I'm not going to stop my car back up and do one thing. I'm going to keep on driving because that one there has an issue. You can almost see the aura around them, you know, as they're moving and traveling. You can just see their body language. Mm-hmm. They're just waiting for somebody to ask them where their mask is. I said, I don't think so today. I'm just going to leave that alone. Because you want to put the germs. I went to a little shopping center to pick up something briefly. I got out of my car. The gentleman parked next to me. He got out the car. He walked. He was walking behind the cars going toward the store, and he sneezed. And guess what? I went the other way. Okay. I did not walk toward that sneeze. Near that sneeze, and he had on the mask, but I didn't care. I said, that was a sneeze. And I don't know how if he removed it when he did what he did, but I'm sorry. I'm going to do a backtrack and go the opposite direction and traveled in that direction, did what I had to do, and came back in another direction because, as I state again, we don't know. We're only going, everybody's learning here. We're all in this stuff together, and you hear one thing and you hear another thing, and as I tell the youth, you know, there's a difference in who you want to be and what you have to do. And the same thing with there's a difference to what you hear and what you believe. Okay, so what
say
we
that
want
again,
to be.
Say that again. I want to hear that again. Say that again.
No. It's a difference in who you want to be and what you are to do. There's a difference.
Yeah.
And you bring that up.
There is a difference.
Yes, totally. And a lot of people don't understand that when we go into different topics and stuff. Like I speak on a topic and be working on a topic. You know how you hear everyone say, I'm going to stand in my purpose. I'm standing in my purpose. That's not your purpose. You're standing in what you think you want to be. When you get in that purpose, you won't have to open your mouth. You will demonstrate it, your behavior, your focus, your attitude, all of that haughtiness will be gone. All of that stuff will be removed. So same thing with you can't believe everything you hear and half of what you see.
Nope.
You have to work out what's best for you. So I told one of the students, I said, well, what we want to be right now is we want to be safe and healthy. That's what we want to be. I said, and what are we to do? We to stay alive, okay? Keep your behind alive. And in order to do that, you will be standing in your damn purpose of following directions and understanding and observing and being aware. So it's a lot of stuff that's going on around us here. And we call this Mindful Monday because, Angie, you'll take us from A to Z. You do it very quickly because we talk about the short and the sweet here. You know, everybody has to take out time. But I like the idea about you speaking up, thinking positive. And in order to bring positive results, we have to keep that positivity out there. And the positive of wearing a mask, it's like nothing but pluses out there for yourself and for others. And to love you, others and your pets, because they're considered, pets are people too, out there. And to think and pray and to tell yourself, we must practice self-love. And when you look in that mirror every morning, no matter if you want to scream or not, or if you have to scream first, after you finish screaming, you tell yourself how beautiful you are and how fortunate you are and how victorious you're going to be today, because you have so many things coming at you and people speaking and everybody's dealing with this differently. You have to stay in balance triple time, because you're keeping yourself there. You might know the method of doing it, but you have all of this coming in, and we're all humans at this particular time, so you can be worn down. So you must pay attention, must be mindful, and that's why we come on short and sweet on Monday with Mindful Monday, because we have to adjust
to the environment. I did the same thing in the market. Somebody sneezed, and I left whatever I needed in that refrigerator. This is what walked on by. I can get it another day. So
we're learning how to pay attention and listen real closely, okay? Before we wouldn't have even thought anything. I see my neighbors. I say, well, how you like my new designer look, okay? And we're laughing and we're talking, and I'm saying, oh, you're going the opposite way. You look like you've been working out in the house. You look like you've been working out, you know, because you have to give each other that. How's the family there? Is everybody okay? You know, or you walk by and leave somebody some paper or towels at the door. You know, you might not have a two, but share one, because tomorrow somebody's going to leave you three. That's just the way it goes around here. So on Mindful Monday, listeners, we are going to stand strong. We're going to stand up. And most of all, we're going to stand together and do what we have to do. Learn that history. You have to learn your history, because if you don't, when you know from which you come from, there can be no limits to where you'll go. So on that note, I'm going to say goodnight to all of us, and I'm going to take us out of here, and I'm going to take us out with Lupa. Aunt G, we love you, and tomorrow night we'll have Stephanie and Miyoshi What's Up, and they'll be bringing it on in. So, Aunt G, please get you some rest. We'll post out everything out there, and I have some information to share with you, some very exciting news. I'll be speaking with you later. We love you. And listeners, thank you so much. You're waking up with Linda McShann. Have a great evening.
Only thing that's right. And I lose my